This year for Lent, we're giving up. This is the perfect pour.
Give it up. I give it all up.
Give it all up.
Like a good little Catholic boy.
Stop.
I give it up. I'm like, I was trying to think this year. I was like, which is me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the
give
first
up
thing,
checking dates?
Yeah. The first thing I think of is like, oh, I guess I should give up beer during Lent. Like, that's the number one thing I could give up. I'm like, nah,
wow,
I'm not going to
get sober tober.
But like, I like your idea. Just modifying, like, well, okay, I won't check dates during Lent. You got me.
I won't.
You got me, God.
No IPAs for 40 days.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I mean, that's a sacrifice, Jesus. Come on. He's like, really? You're just going to give up IPAs? That's your thing for Lent? Hey, come on, Jesus. You know that's a pretty big deal. He's like,
I will not drink any Session Cascadian Dark Ales. I promise. Wow.
All right. Would you be able to stay away from stouts during Lent?
Ooh. During parabola season? Are you crazy?
You're like, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Reverend. I can't do that. Welcome to Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun, interesting, beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Just going to be hanging out with you for undisclosed amount of time, drinking beers, talking about the beers I drank last week, beers are looking out for and searching for, and listeners call us, and they tell us things as well. That is the show. Before the show, I opened up a listener-donated beer, Bell's Pre-Buyout Bell's Hop Slam Ale. Their famous double IPA in a 12-ounce can. And I got to say, isn't that adorable? It's still got the upside-down bottle on it.
Oh, do you think that's been removed?
Yeah, that is...
Or do you think they're going to try and slip?
They're going to be like, what happens if a brewery just keeps their, keeps printing that bottle, that upside down bottle? Like, does the Brewers Association have to do a cease and desist, I guess? We haven't had that happen yet. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess this is going to be a collector's item now. A Bell's Hop Slam with the... with the independent.
Which can will it replace on the Wall of Fame?
Yeah, ooh. I'm not sure who donated the Bell's Hop Slam, if that was Pittsburgh Wazoo. Tom, Wazoo. Oh, that was a Wazoo donation. All right. Thanks, Wazoo. And this is a January date, and I hadn't had a Hop Slam in quite a while. It's Midwest. Definitely Midwest IPA.
It's Midwest. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a West Coast double IPA, that's for sure. A little old school, but I guess that might have been my last Bell's I ever have, I guess. Possible.
Damn. And you wasted it on tailgate?
Yep. I didn't have any beer. I didn't have any beer my personal stash was gone, so today I'm living off of listeners' donations. Mm-hmm. And currently I'm having Magnanimous Brewing's Fuzzy Huggers IPA. It's, I believe this is a Raul donated beer from Florida. And it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. What are you at there, Nick?
I just cracked open shortly before the show went hot off the pretz, as in pretzel. Uh-huh. This is a Mukin double.
Mjukin. I think that might be Wazoo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Pittsburgh Tom. Pittsburgh Tom or Wazoo.
Could be.
You have a lot of Mjukins?
I do. Elk Grove, yeah, it's got to be Wazoo. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's some German lagers in the Free Edge that I must power through.
Got to do it. What you got, Matt?
Bridalville Lager.
Oh. Straight
lager. Whoa, old school.
Bridalville's a good lager. If I'm going to have a lager, I'll have a Bridalville. I'm not trying to be a homer here. I'm just saying.
Are you industry?
Industry. Try to get a discount next time I go to Tioga.
That's right.
Influencer discount.
10% off for using Matt 10. Check.
Matt, do you have a culture to start us off with?
So the Brewers, okay, the Brewers Association updated the style guidelines, which is a thing that they do annually. Mm-hmm. It was noted that there were no new styles added this year. Ooh. There was definitely a little bit of consolidation, just some grammar corrections and punctuation.
That was like the last splashing of the bubble bursting. Like, you know, when a bubble bursts, there's like all kinds of like splashing in your face and all kinds of liquid and everywhere. That them saying there's no new beer styles this year. That was just we are officially done and into a new era of craft beer.
Well, I didn't say that they said that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying that somebody reviewed the style guidelines and noted that there were no new styles. But there were definitely clarifications and revisions to styles in there so that things could either be so you could better understand what beer you made, or that maybe something like a session beer and a session IPA could technically just be the same thing because they're both a hoppy forward.
No, this is a session. Well, this is an IPA. No, but this is a session. Or
juicy or hazy styles. And so they kind of go through some different things, but the new list is up. People can go and review it. Great American Beer Festival submissions are probably only 5 months away. So now you can start planning.
Ooh.
What beer categories you want to brew and submit.
We're gonna start getting in there. Like, where can you get in there? Like, who's got the smallest amount? What the style's got the smallest amount? And like, can you beat those people in there? Yeah, take a good hard look. I'm waiting for some Fresno Central. Oh, well, I'm sure the coast has won some GABF awards, but I'm waiting for the Fresno region to get some medals. It's time. It's time for Fresno to get the medals.
Even amidst Stone reducing its footprint over the past couple of years, they've decided to add more tanks to their the Richmond plant.
Tanks.
They're adding a few more tanks, and then the 10 barrel pilot system and corresponding tanks that were in Napa are going into that location. And they're boasting that while the people in that area had access to fresh beer, they didn't necessarily have access to small batch or, you know, just little research and development style beers that you typically get from places in down in San Diego. Even if they're large breweries, they still have small pilot systems that you can do. So it's cool to see that they're repurposing equipment. They're still expanding on that front. It doesn't look like they're looking to offload that facility in any way. So cheers out to them, even though that's not the case for every San Diego brewery right now.
Early cheers.
That's about all I got today.
All right. Nicholas.
Hello. Hello. So apparently the can shortage is still a problem. As of March 1st, the new minimum order from Ball has gone up. Oh, so
Jesus. They just keep putting them out there.
Yeah. So if you're thinking, hey, the beer prices have stayed pretty good through all this, well, I guess now we'll see if this makes a difference, because the shortage of raw materials is now being pushed into the increase of prices for, how do you say it, for packaging. Mm-hmm. That was a long pause for not a big word.
If any locals like happening. Toga needs to, storage of the cans, let me know. I'll see if I can move a space out in my garage. If you want to store some cans in my place.
Yeah.
I could park my vehicles out in the driveway if you guys need the garage, or I don't know how many pallets of cans you can fit in here, but it's a 2-car garage, so
yeah, it's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of beer.
I got quite a bit of empties in the studio here. So
can you resell them?
I guess not. Well, we had joked about that. We're starting an indie can company.
Oh, that's right.
We're super 100% indie cans. We're going to have our own indie can logo.
Hand remove the old lids.
Yep. All hand removed cans. Dude,
hand removed.
These beers came in artisan. Hand removed cans. Fuck. I could taste it. I could taste it. Oh, yeah. You could totally taste it.
This one tastes like barbecue sauce. Yeah, we had ribs that day. Yeah. Mikey put the smoker on.
Yep.
Smoked some ribs while we were canning.
Got them indie.
Uncanny. The uncanny.
Yep. We're starting our own indie can shop. Can place.
Uncanny recycled uncanny. Cans.
Uncanny. Ball is the AB InBev of the canning in our world. Now that we have an indie can company started, now Ball is the AB InBev, and we got it. We're going up against those motherfuckers.
Small batch cans.
Yep, small batch
artisan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These cans are small batch.
Not every can is a little different. Not one can's alike.
Right. Some we had to pound out some dents.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that texture to them.
And
they
some of them, you don't know, clean. Some of them were Pliny the Elder DDH. Some of them were Pliny for President. You don't know. You can be like, oh man, I wonder if this used to be a Russian River can.
For an extra fee, we could have your logo hand painted by Mikey's daughter.
Yeah, she could do that.
Yeah. That's a little slower, shipping time on those.
Not a big turnaround on tight.
Not a big turnaround.
Right, you'll get it.
But hand painted artisan cans, labels. Mm-hmm. So the article I'm referring to. Words have left my brain today. The article I'm referring to, they spoke with the folks at Upslope Brewing Company.
Oh, Colorado
Colorado. And they say We hung in there through COVID. We managed not to have to lay anybody off, but this can shortage has us worried now. So
yeah.
That says something. You know, the pandemic, no sweat, nothing to put my beer in at the end of the day. Now I'm worried.
Yeah. Well, buy some Upslope if you're in Colorado.
Yeah. Back to growlers. Bring in your own vessel and have it filled up.
Switch the bottling, a bottling line. Switch back.
Yeah. Hey, so you know that bomber filler turret we sold for $500? Can we have that back?
Yeah, that back. Are you using that? Back. We tried to get that indie can company the. What are we called? Cantastic? What?
Uncanny.
Uncanny. Tried to get Uncanny to ship us some cans, but he said it was a 2.5 year turnaround. So.
They're too busy smoking the pork belly to get to our can order.
Ooh, you guys want 10,000 cans? Oh, man. That's a lot of drinking, but we'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, come back. We'll get you out there. 5 years, we'll get you those cans.
Although Chew Your Beer does have a Suburban with the 42-gallon tank. He could deliver them for us.
Yeah, but we can get a lot of cans in that back of that Suburban. Put the seats down.
Yeah.
Plenty of room. He could tow
hand-delivered. Handcrafted and hand-delivered.
For
artisan
indiscriminate.
All the way.
We won't have any labeling on our trucks. Our Ford Rangers that show up at your house.
The fleet of Ford Rangers.
Your neighbors won't know what the hell's going on, but you'll know what's going on. You bought your cans from an indie local source, locally sourced.
Can we use Flex Seal on the cans people have shotgunned and punched a hole in the bottom?
Yeah, they did one of those little shotgun deals. Yeah, we'll just put a little Flex Seal on there.
Good as new.
Flex Seal. Look at this. No leaks on this can.
I'm even a little disappointed at us at this point.
Yeah. Wow. Where's the Flex Seal beers? What's that guy's name? Does the Flex Seal commercial?
Bernie Mac? I don't know.
No.
Johnson?
Johnson Johnson. That's your culture there, Nick?
Yeah, that's my culture.
If you're a fan of Bandcamp, as I am, Bandcamp, the site that basically, you know, local bands can upload their albums to and people can buy it. And it's this pretty wonderful website for independent bands. And they're very good about, they're one of the better ones as far as like letting the bands keep as much money as possible from the sales and all that stuff. Much better than Spotify is to artists. Mm. They got bought out. They got bought out by Epic Games. Epic Games, who created Fortnite and Unreal Engine. Everybody knows Fortnite. So they bought out Bandcamp. So all the Bandcamp, you know, the indie music industry is freaking out. Like, what's going to happen to Bandcamp? Are they going to freaking fuck up Bandcamp? And it's like, indie beer, craft beer geeks aren't the only ones that freak out when we get our thing we love gets bought out. So,
man, you think I'm trying to MySpace it?
No matter what community it is, when something big and corporate comes in and buys your little independent thing, you're going to freak out, man. And that's okay. So hopefully they don't mess up Bandcamp, because Bandcamp's been a pretty wonderful thing for little artists. I don't think I ever buy anything on Spotify, but on Bandcamp I buy songs. Even if I never play them again, I'll still buy them because I listen them because they're a dollar or whatever, you know. So hopefully they don't mess up Bandcamp.
Don't mess with my Bandcamp. Canned Bamp.
Camp Band.
Band.
Matt probably won't talk about this because he's being humble about his job. But I saw today, which I think is cool, that here I was. Even though Ball is the ABM Bev to our can company that we've started. Yeah. That Ball Tioga is you've got an influx of Ball aluminum cans for your drinking pleasure at the beer garden now?
We haven't made an official announcement, so I wasn't really...
Well, I saw it on Twitter, so it was pretty public. Or not Twitter, but Instagram. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's just like I was going to let the press release go and, you know, talk about it then. But each year we do big events, and it's we've tried different ways to minimize the amount of plastic that we get rid of, and there hasn't really been a compostable resource, or compostable cups aren't easy to get a hold of these days. And so somebody had brought up that's something that they had seen at the trade shows, and Ball's been making if you'd use them gently, they could be reused. But if not, just drinking cups stamped out of aluminum, so they're at least recyclable. So more easily by anybody. So
easier to recycle than the plastic cups.
What?
Easier? They're better than the. Environmentally, they're better than the plastic cups.
It's from my understanding, which is very little of the recycling world, it's just plastic has a better ability of just ending up in trash or just sticking around for too long. Mm-hmm. So at least with, it seems like on a metal standpoint, that has a better chance of being reused into something else and not just being wasted away.
And I've been wanting to get, because once in a while that advertisement will flash in my Instagrams of those Ball, because I mean, if you haven't seen them, they're kind of like the red cups, red solo cups kind of shape vibe, but they're aluminum. And I've been wanting to actually buy some just to have around, but I would rather have those. I would rather have a beer from one of those than a shaker pint.
Wow.
Can I come up to Tioga now and like request, instead of a shaker pint, can I get the Ball
extra cup?
Like I said, they're mainly going to be reserved for our bigger events where we cannot accommodate
now
glass.
I gotta go to a bigger event. Now I gotta show up to Frez Yes Fest. What's the date for Frez Yes? That's the 20 something, but be
26th of March.
26th of March. Man, can you tell us what style the Frez Yes beer is? Can you tell us the style?
That will be in a press release.
Damn it. Oh, you signed a thing, didn't you? All right.
No, it's just we have a marketing department, so I'm letting them do their the things that they set up.
Hey, nobody's paid me to market.
Yeah.
Right. That's good.
Clean cans.
I'm a believer in that. Don't, if they're not paying you to do that, then don't do it. If you want to add that to my job title and my pay, then sure. Talk about
it. I just don't want somebody coming to me from the marketing department to be like, hey, so somebody reached out saying that they listened to this podcast about this thing that we haven't promoted yet. So
some dipshit podcast started talking about yammering on about our stuff. You know anything about it? Nope. Don't know anything about that. Never been on a podcast. What's a podcast?
What is a podcast?
Oh, that's that thing Joe Rogan does, huh? Nope. Don't know anything about it.
Spotify canceled all the podcasts.
Yeah. So, no, all I heard, podcasts are canceled. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a bunch of dicks.
Just a bag
of dicks. Apparently, podcasting is just a big bag of dicks. So they canceled it.
Canceled.
So I'll be looking out for my first aluminum ball can at the beer garden soon.
Ball cup.
Stone is bringing back Japanese green tea IPA because it was voted on by the fan. Does that sound at all interesting? I don't like tea, so I'm not. Do you remember that beer? Did you ever have that beer?
Yeah, we had it.
You have it?
Had it.
You not care for it to come back? I'm assuming.
I think I remember it sounding amazing and not being as amazing as it sounded.
Amazing. Oh, whoa. I really get the green tea.
Yeah. Well, green tea's good. I'm okay with green tea.
Hmm. All right.
Just not in beer.
That's the not really looking out for, but maybe you should look out for of the week.
Mm-hmm. Get it at Sprouts.
Get down the Sprouts. I got it. And probably Total Wine. Total Wine and the BevMo. I've not been in BevMo in a long time.
Wow. You would not recognize it.
Yeah, well, last time I was in there, I was like, there's like barely a rhyme or reason to their set. It's just...
Well, have you been in there since they've installed the cold doors for frozen oven treats?
No. They have frozen food section?
Yes. They have frozen food section.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's not a terrible idea.
No, it's not. Also, I think they set that up because they now have delivery.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're thinking that if you're going to order beer, you might want snacks to go with it.
But then you got to be self-aware enough to work the oven and wait a half an hour to heat up a pizza. Oh, yeah. That sounds dangerous.
Danger.
A 400 degree oven and drunk off my ass trying to make a pizza. I don't know, man.
Sounds great. What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong? So yeah, you would not recognize it. I went to Total Wine looking for that new Deschutes in a Black Butte.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I
want. Looking at a cat? Are you getting distracted by your cat, sir?
No. I'm distracted by my notebook.
Ooh, notebook. Is this new?
No, this is this one I've had a while. I like to try and do some show notes as we're talking. So that's what I was doing.
That's so 2015.
Nobody does show notes anymore.
Show notes. So anyways, Total Wine, BevMo, probably the most impressive NA section I've seen in Fresno, and I have not seen the Deschutes.
I have seen NA, that
Black Butte yet.
Oh man, I do want to try that. But yeah,
I do want to try.
Total Wine does have a big, a solid NA section. If that's what you're in, that's the kind of thing you're into, man.
Not yet, but I'm willing to try.
Maybe next Ash Wednesday you'll.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed it this year. Starting in.
Oh, damn it. messed up. Well, that's enough of that. Let me continue drinking here. I got to drink through this so I can get another one, which is good. I'm not, like, complaining. Just saying.
Oh, darn. One more beer.
The frick? No. No, Mike. Learn how to do a podcast for once in your dumb life.
Here lies Mikey. His life was dumb.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
But you can get on this podcast. If you've got a beer-related podcast idea,
what?
That you're like, I'm not sure if I want to do it or not, you can test it out on this show. We open the 3 minutes.
Just don't
or
be
less.
Better than us.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, I'm only, you know, some of the couple of these podcasts within the podcast, I'm a little worried. I'm like, I think I just kind of want to listen to this show.
Yeah,
but you can do that. You can record it, test it out in here. We'll listen to it, break it down. You can leave a voicemail, 559-492-0542. That's 24/7 voicemail line that you can call. Or you can just record it yourself and send that recording to perfectboarpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with... we'll go with traditional voicemails. I like that because they're traditional.
Perfect Pour, Psycho Bear.
What's up, Psycho Bear?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay, you can
I'm
hear me.
I'm driving.
Anyways, just quick recap of Beer Week, San Francisco. I didn't get much, and I was down in the good life of Gore Hill. Drinking, nothing special.
Drinking.
But on my way back, I stopped by... There does not exist and picked up Psychic Advisor. I believe one of you has had that.
Had it.
Yes.
Damn good.
Damn good.
Agreed. And then, because it's there, I had to stop at Firestone Walker and picked up something I've always wanted to try. PNC. Damn, that was good.
Hmm.
I don't think if I you had can that. I know find it, get it. Is, PNC. Real good. Anyways. The rare barrel in, was it Berkeley? I got some leftovers, pretty darn good leftovers. I had the Gospel Remains Unattainable from Burial Beer Company, rated a 4.25. Oh, so good.
Wow.
And then the best beer of the week.
Yeah.
A Night to End All Dawns from Kane Brewing. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Oh, if anybody ever gets to the Bay Area, look me up. I got too much beer to drink and nobody to share it with. No, that's not true.
Somebody wants to be a rep.
Anyways, bottle share in the Bay.
Bottle share.
Look me up.
Can share.
Psycho Bear.
In the Bay.
Keep up the good work, guys. Goodbye.
Bye. Can we find Psycho Bear on social media? I don't know, bro.
Maybe. That's his evil plot.
Yeah,
he's if like, you want to hang out, look me up.
You want to look me up. And then you can't.
Oh, perfect for Psycho Bear one more time. Sorry, I forgot one thing. Didn't get any younger.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not getting younger. I didn't get Pliny the Younger.
Beer Week. Not getting any younger.
Not getting any younger
But
here.
I did get Triple Cuff from Wondrous, and they're starting to distribute. So look for it. Wondrous Brewing.
You heard it
Keep
here first.
Good work, guys.
Wondrous Brewing. Wondrous Brewing.
Good day. I'm working.
Thanks. I'm working. Yeah, if you want to take a break from your stupid job,
yeah,
call us. And your boss comes
We're
up.
We're here for you.
You're like, what are you doing there, John? I'm calling the Perfect Pour. Get the fuck out of here. Mind your business.
John, you know it's double coupon day.
I'll double your coupon. What'd you say? Nothing.
I'm checking the dates.
I'm checking the dates, boss.
Good. See that you do.
Mikey.
Worst boss ever.
Mikey's worked his way up to boss.
Yep. Everyone, check your dates today.
Hey guys, hey, it's Florida Steve. Yeah, I know, I haven't called in a while. It's been probably since the old Epcot Around the World crawl. But
I'm sorry, who's this?
I figured I'd had to call because, yeah, shots have been fired from Jay. And all I got to say is bring it, bub. Bring it. We're going head-to-head all year. I already have had 8-9 beers at Black Flamingo Brewing Company here in Pompano. We're doing a bar crawl right now with some friends. Whoa. And the wife is here with me. So, yeah.
What?
We're having good fun. We're about to get something to eat. Maybe have a beer here at Pompano Brewing Company.
You got friends?
Shots fired, Jay. Bring it. Bring it, bud. Bring it.
Easy, Jay.
Ah.
Lucky guy. He's got friends.
Wow. Just cut out. There you go. Florida Steve. Thanks for calling, Florida Steve.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim. It's been a little while.
Hey.
And I guess I've seen a subject on a couple of the posts out there on the interwebs. Want to get your guys' take. So this week, I've seen some people have beers called cool IPAs.
Boy.
Now, cool IPAs, well, actually, I had one from Claremont Craft Ale, one of my local places. Cool IPAs appear to be lagers.
Cold,
and as you
cold.
And all of the
cold
beer
cold.
People know, lagers are fermented colder. It's a bottom for it's whatever. So my question is, A,
yeah, exactly.
Is,
whatever.
Are we kind of just inventing a new type of IPA because IPAs sell? Because all of us old beer people
talked
remember
about
these
this,
were
the Fontana Gym.
Lagers from
every episode, every
lagers,
minute.
Dry hopped like IPAs. We used to call these IPLs or Imperial Pale Lagers or India Pale Lagers. I don't know. So is this A marketing ploy? And B, is this just kind of just some made up bullshit? And let me give you some examples. So I travel for work once in a while out to North Carolina, and they had a North Carolina IPA, and it was, I don't know, a fucking
IPA
grits or some bullshit
it's
like
terrible.
That. You know, is there a Fresno or Central Valley IPA where they throw pistachio nuts in there?
Yeah. Hey, almonds.
Discussion point. Love to hear what you guys got to say. It's been a little while since I called in, so I figured I had to get this off my chest. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Fontana.
Fontana.
Yes. Cold IPAs are just any pale lagers. Pretty
tricking
much.
You. I trick you.
I think maybe it's cold fermented a little bit different. There's a little bit of a tiny difference between IPLs and cold IPAs, but essentially, it's marketing. It's like, let's just call them cold IPAs instead of any pale lagers because people don't want to see that lager name.
Lager.
So.
What would be the Fresno-iest thing you could put in a beer? Since he asked that question, obviously not pistachio. Pistachio.
I mean almonds and raisins are the number top crops.
Yeah,
around here, so you'd have to put like an almond IPA, some sort of almond in the
not
in,
figgy
in the background.
No figgy stouts.
Well, I mean, we still have figs, but it's not what it used to be. Not what it was before.
Mm-hmm. You can do citrus.
Yeah, we got plenty of citrus. We got all of it. I mean, Fresno County is the king of fucking producing food, man. You're welcome, world.
Yeah.
What would you eat if
cuties,
it wasn't
where's
for
your
us?
Cuties IPA?
Yep. Yeah, I think I think Matt's on to something there. I think we citrus based IPAs. You're gonna do Fresno IPAs. Yeah. I don't know that anybody in town's doing that like in a definitive, definable manner. Like, oh, that brewery's like pumping out hella citrus IPAs. Like, they know
how to do it. That's a good name, Hella Citrus.
Hella Citrus.
That would be very bad.
Another beer name for you. Anybody wants to take it?
Hella Citrus.
All right.
Then you can do Hella Citra.
Hella Citra. Citra ass down. Thanks for calling. Let's see if we got some emailed voicemails, and it would appear we do. Ironically, there's a Bandcamp email telling us about the Epic Games. Bandcamp is joining Epic Games. That's how any future buyouts happen in beer. If you get bought out, you have to say XYZ Brewery is joining AB InBev. And then it's cool. You don't have to worry about it.
I've stopped. I had to stop listening to the show, Holmes, and call in and give you some 411, homie. Man, thank you, Mike. Mikey, you guys were talking about Vans, Holmes. I wear Vans all day, every day, any day, homie. I have a bad arch, but I still wear my Vans. Here's my little life hack, Holmes. I'm a size 12 and a half, but when it comes to Vans, I buy 13s, that's it. And I put in these Dr. Scholl's gel work soles, homie. The insoles, they're gray on top, blue at the bottom because it's a blue gel. And then in the arch area, it has like this hard plastic and it's yellow, it's orange. Man, you slide those in, cut them to your size, slide them in. Man, you wearing Vans in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and you're even wearing them to bed, homie. That is a life changer, homie. With my little issue with my foot, that's the only way to go for me, homie. So there you go. You're welcome, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Also, New Balance, homie. New Balance are cool shoes. That's it. Did you know New Balance can go anywhere from $20 to like $400? Because they'll custom make New Balances for your type of foot so you don't get tired. And if you are a runner, you can run with New Balance and all that crap, homie. I didn't know that, but, you know, I buy my New Balance at Kohl's or at Big Five when they're on sale, homie. But New Balance are great for yard work, when you're doing some heavy lifting, when you're doing mechanic work on your ride.
Yeah.
It's perfect for, like, doing stuff around the house. When I'm barbecuing, I use my New Balances, homie, because I don't want to scuff up my Vans, homie, because my Vans are for craft beer sipping, homie, for looking dope, homie. I heard Hopsound call about Beer Zombie, homie. I have, here's a little 411. Beer Zombie Beer contracts with Mason Ale Works, Holmes. He doesn't brew yet. He's going to start brewing within a year or so. He's going to buy he's putting up a brewery in Vegas, but he contract brews with Mason Ale Works. Mason Ale Works, homie, is that fucking racist brewery out of San Diego that gave me and my family some hard time, Holmes. So, you know, that's the only brewery that I still haven't gone back to, Holmes. Boycott of them has been strong, Holmes. So, yeah, unfortunately, he contract brews with Mason Ale Works. So anything Beer Zombie is brewed by Mason. So I haven't had anything that he has with Mason. He'll sometimes contract brew with Indie Beer Company or with Mumford or Boomtown. But so far it's been with Mason. Holmes, that's the problem with Beer Zombie and me. Can't drink his shit because he's still giving his money to racist motherfuckers. Right. Anyways, last thing is, I wrote all these answers and questions with a pen, homie, and I realized I'm still handwriting this. Is anybody out there still writing handwriting their letters and shit like that? When you
can you tell that guy that's got the blower outside?
I just realized that, homie. Everything's in handwriting or whatever they call it. This is crazy shit. I just realized that, homie. Are you still handwriting? Food for thought, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. Don't drink beer, zombie. Just kidding. You guys drink whatever you want. I'm still boycotting. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch out. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you. We let Chew go a little long. That's right. Oh, of course I handwrite everything. I got a literary right now. Nick was like, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, writing in my notebook.
What are you doing?
Dude, what? Once I, like, my cheap ass was always getting those freaking $4 grocery store Mead notebooks of, like, you know.
Yeah.
I finally got out of that and just went to Moleskine style notebooks. Mm. That I'm all the about Moleskine. It. I love it.
You're pro now.
Yeah. Take pro it like nice. A cut, like, and yeah, and then I kind of learned, I was taking it seriously, then I kind of learned you don't need to take it seriously. Like, you know, it's not, you can write in it. It doesn't matter that you paid a little bit more for it or whatever it is, and it's in better quality. It doesn't mean you can't write like a page of just nothing. You can still... So whatever. Yeah. It's better to write things out to me.
Jot it down.
Jot it down. Thanks, Chew, for all that update and the beer zombies and all that. I have a feeling Chew's going to call back in. So don't worry. We haven't heard the last of Chew.
What's that, Perfect Pour?
Calling in Janine.
Calling in Elaine.
We're on the couch again. I can tell.
Really? Are you sponge worthy?
What is sponge worthy?
Yeah, Seinfeld reference.
What is sponge worthy?
I think that Putty was like the best guy in the show. He's fucking
the sponges funny. Were discontinued, and so she needed to.
Elaine,
you know, there
needed
was only
to judge whether this guy was sponge worthy
if you were worth the sponge, because you know when she
that
ran
guy
out,
was
out,
totally sponge worthy.
Like a square.
Yeah, I think she couldn't spare a square.
Couldn't spare a square.
Yeah, and that was also Jamie Gertz.
Who's Jamie Gertz?
She was Seinfeld's girlfriend.
Jamie.
Oh.
She was the one who couldn't spare square.
Was she the one that had her arms wouldn't swing?
No.
Oh, didn't she?
I don't think so.
No, she like walked her
was
arms.
She was in Lost Boys. Anyways.
What's up, guys?
Anyways, we digress.
Happy Sunday.
We had a cool weekend.
Better than a Monday.
We only do it one way,
and that is the drunk way.
Drunk way.
We actually did some partying today. We went to Perry's Pizza.
Yep. Hooked up with some friends that we hadn't talked to in like 10 years.
Yep, they had Pliny on tap.
Yeah, so we got
you shut that dog up.
Yep, got one
younger
poor
or elder.
No, they did the younger.
Our dogs
hey, dog,
are,
stop.
Stop it.
So they did the younger last
I'm
weekend.
I'm on the perfect
so,
poor dog.
What the? Anyway, so they did the younger last weekend, so this weekend they just. But they always have elder on all the time, so.
I mean,
they had one of those.
Not all the time.
They do, yeah, all the time. Okay. Every time I go there.
Anyway, I had a boneyard from Bend,
every
Oregon.
Time, which every time Colin goes in,
I think
they got
we're going to
come on,
go
Janine
later
goes in
this year for a
certain
event.
Yeah, it's good. It should be
for a palooza of sorts.
I have vacation, like apprehensiveness. I'm like, oh my God, I can't go on vacation so much.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I get him over his apprehensiveness.
She does. She's really great about
so
that.
So we went to Strange on Friday. We had fun there.
And we went to this place called Burns Family Ales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So excellent. They do like giant stouts, like really big stouts. So they're like, I don't know, what are they like?
Yeah.
10%
so we
more.
Decided that Nick would really like it there. Like ooh, 75% of their beers were like, stouts and barrels.
So
stuff.
Nick, they had a strawberry one.
Oh, the chocolate strawberry. That
chocolate
one
strawberry
was, really
was delicious. Super mm-hmm. chocolate malt. They had just a regular
land of milk and honey or whatever that was like an oat stout with milk and.
Yeah, it was the land of milk and honey. I was like, is that a ministry reference? It's like the land of milk and honey. And the girl kind of smiled because obviously ministry is a lot, but that place was cool. Went to Strange.
Jesus
built my heart.
Yesterday, we just had a party at the house. Today, we went to Satire and Perry's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. So we went to this place called Satire and this beer called 122 Minute. It's like, I need two more minutes to beat the 120.
Two more minutes.
Like from Dogfish Head.
Anyways,
we're over.
We anyway, want you better. To keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin and Janine. That was a nice call.
I want to go there.
They have good Sunday night. They just like Sunday nights are just like, let's just go for it.
Yeah. Forget Monday.
Yeah. Forget about Monday.
Forget
let's
just, you.
Let's just do it.
That's what she said.
I wish.
Hey guys, it's Buck here from Core 4 Brewing in Oklahoma City. Just giving you a call to let you know that on Saturday, March 12th, we'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary at Core 4. Big outdoor event, lots of live music and local art vendors and food trucks. Just kind of want to give a shout out to you guys as well for all the support you've given us for the last couple of years and mentioned us on the show and all the great things that you've said. We definitely appreciate it. Anytime anybody wants to have a get it, Core 4 absolutely would love to have you guys in. But anyway, I can't believe it's been 2 years that we've been open. If you guys remember, we were open for about 3 days before the pandemic hit. So we were open 3 days and then immediately closed. So it was pretty rough opening there for a little while, but we've survived. Things are going well. Everything is going really good right now. And we're, like I said, about to celebrate our 2-year anniversary on March 12th. So if you happen to be driving through Oklahoma City on Saturday, March 12th, stop in, have a beer with us. We'd appreciate it. Again, thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for the kind words to Core 4 for the last 2 years. And keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Did he say Core 4?
He did say Core 4.
So he mentioned that we've said Core 4 before on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think we've said Core 4
Core on the 4. Show? Before? How many times have we said Core 4? More than 4. Mm. Maybe 444.
But we've definitely mentioned Core 4 on the show before. We might have even had some of their beer before on the show.
Oh. Core before. Very happy that Core 4 made it through.
Yeah.
And it is kind of the center. I mean, you're talking Giddits, Oklahoma City, real close to the center of the country. Seems like you can fly into Oklahoma, 66. Fly into Oklahoma City just fine. So, I don't know, man. Core 4 is angling for a epic get it sometime. Just saying. We'll just take that shit over. Like the regular Oklahoma City people are just like, what the fuck's going on? What the hell?
We're
here. Get used to it. We're here. We're beer. Get used to it. And they're like, all right, bro. We weren't really we were really going against you there, guy.
Let me guess. You brought your own cans with you.
To get used to it. Yeah. But our own cans. Andy cans. Get in there, Oklahoma City on March the 12th and celebrate 2 years of Core 4. We got Oh, no. That was a voicemail, but I think it's just you sending pictures. No, wait. There is a voicemail, but what pictures?
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? Chew UB here. I apologize if I stutter. I'm a little buzzed. Oh, it's Wednesday. Gosh. It's actually 5:22 p.m. And I just came up with this question. Do you do yard work on the weekdays, homie? Usually we would save that stuff for the weekends, but I noticed I started doing it on the weekdays. Not to get it out of the way so I can have a free weekend, but so that's I can start drinking beer today during the weekday, homie. The Heine don't trip because I'm doing good shit for the house. So Do you do yard work on the weekends so you can drink some good-ass beers? And a quick little PSA, homie, when you're doing yard work, don't put your beers in a glass. No shit, no lie, no funny thing, if I'm being honest. 5 minutes ago, I'm watering right now, homie. I was watering my peppers. I got habaneros, jalapeno, serrano, cilantro, thyme, some rosemary, also some bell peppers. I don't have a big house, homie. Everything's in little pots. It looks pretty cool. Everything's in, like, you know, it's nice, appealing to the eyes. Mainly all my pots are old bourbon barrels that I use. Here's the thing, homie. I'm watering my plants. And I hear this bloop in my hand, homie, and I'm holding my glass, and I look at it, and it's freaking beer poop, homie. I mean, beer poop.
Beer poop, homie. Watch out for the beer poops.
So a quick little PSA is when you're doing a little bit of yard work, drink your beer out of a can. So unfortunately, I was drinking a There Does Not Exist 3021 IPA. That thing was tasting amazing, homie. I had to do a drain pour, homie, because it had birches in it. Fucking yeah. Bird. I said, that bird's going to be Thanksgiving this year, homie. You could trust me, homie. That motherfucker's going to be Thanksgiving. So now I'm going to pop open this General Sherman IPA and continue watering my plants and drinking out of a can, because if that bird can poop inside of a beer can, that motherfucker deserves to live. Because he's got to get any, homie. Other than that, quick thing, homie. I found my green thumb. Do you guys have a green thumb? For a while.
No, I do not.
Everything I planted would die, homie. And yeah. I had to find my inner chew from junior high when I took agriculture, floriculture, and horticulture for my elective, homie. Yeah, and ever since then, everything has blossomed. Everything's green. I got beautiful flowers, homie. I got the hummingbirds coming in the springtime. It's a real, really, really cool beer garden experience, homie. So do you have a green thumb? Do you manage your garden? Do you grow any veggies? And do birds shit in your beer?
Yeah.
That's it, homie. Does it chew your beer? You got to watch them. Look out for that beer poo, homie. Yeah, dude. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you. Do either of you guys have a green thumb? No.
No, the thumb has not grown green yet. We did put in a garden at the beginning of the fun zone pandemic.
Fundemic.
The only plant that did survive from the original planting was our jalapeno plant.
Uh-huh.
And we had a good harvest last year. So yeah, we'll see if we can do that again.
I have a jalapeno plant we've had for years now. Which before I got it, I'd always assume like jalapeno plants are one of those kind of agricultural plants that would just give you the 1 year and then you're done.
Oh,
and you plant it again. And for some reason, that's how I thought it was, but not the case. It just keeps going. So yeah. this jalapeno boost just like insane every year. It's just like. And then there's been several times, and right now it's in a real down cycle. I don't know what yours is like, Nick, but it's in a...
We cut ours way back because they were... our watering schedule got off somehow, and they were starting to rot before they would ripen.
Okay.
So we just knocked it back. We cut out all the bad shit out, and we're hoping they'll come back pretty soon.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. But like every year, every time I think like, oh, I guess that's done now, it's... You know, we've gotten a lot of jalapenos out of this one, and then it comes back and it's like gets pissed off. It's like, I'm not fuck you, I'm not done. And then just throws out a crap ton of jalapenos in here. It's like, what am I gonna do with all this jalapeno?
Ooh, poppers.
Poppers.
I've never had
Traeger
better jalapeno poppers than fresh.
Oh yeah.
Fresh off the vine.
I've done some Traegered jalapeno poppers from the Like they grow like 10 feet from my Traeger, so it's very it's
instant
a circle of life, bro.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
show, guys. I'm waiting. Let's get some of the podcast going back again. I miss podcast. Uh-oh. Boxer puppy alert. Nick's showing off his boxer puppy.
She's got the hiccups. She wanted to say hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Does she have hiccups?
She got the hiccups bad right now.
Oh, I remember that. All my boxers had hiccups all the time.
God. It's so crazy. She doesn't know what's going on right now. It's like, put Louis's, me down. Asshole.
I've never seen Louis have the hiccups. Not once. Louis, really? Or Jovi, Polar, Labs, no hiccups.
Yeah. No, this but girl
boxers,
gets them constantly.
Boxers, hiccups. Oh, what's going on with that?
I don't know. She's got the crazy ears going on right now, too. Looks like a bedhead happening.
Wait. I was going to ask Matt something, but now I've forgotten.
I have mature landscapes, so I don't have to plant anything or take care of anything.
No, but you do have a citrus tree, don't you?
Two.
What kind of citrus you got over there?
Some sort of orange tree and some sort of thought was lime, but is lemon tree.
But it is lemon. It's a type of lemon.
I'm pretty sure it's a Meyer.
All right.
Oh, we have a Meyer lemon tree.
I have a grapefruit tree that's insane. It is a baller grapefruit tree. It just produces like a son of a bitch. Like, if we have some sort of zombie situation in the neighborhood, this grapefruit tree will get us through any terrible food situation. Like, as long as a human body can sustain itself on grapefruit for a while, we're fine. Just come over to the house, get some grapefruits. You'll be good.
Yeah, I think they had the wrong sprinkler pointed at the orange tree, like one that wouldn't reach it. So I changed that. And this past winter, it actually produced fruit and not just like these tough golf balls that the squirrels would eat.
I definitely have a family of squirrels, and my neighbor, I don't have an orange tree, which I'd like to have an orange tree. I have a lemon and a grapefruit, and my neighbor has an orange tree. And then every once in a while, there'll be like a half eaten orange just sitting in my yard. I'm like, oh, wonder who put that there. You son of a bitch squirrel.
Somebody once told me.
No, Nick. Stop that. I'm going to cut that out.
Oh, now you edit.
Yep, I'm editing that out.
Now you're going to edit.
Drinking beers all week, as much as possible, much as we can. Get away
on my weekday yard working.
There you go, Nick. Were you? Oh yeah, that was the thing that you asked that we really didn't answer about weekday yard work. And I would say, my schedule changed where I can't do any yard work during the week, but it is next week it is changing back to where I could get away in the summer long day months.
Yeah,
I could get like a little quick lawnmow in before the day is over. And I actually kind of like doing that because I like having as much as an open weekend as I can have. That's my number one desire, is to have my days off, whatever your weekend is. Like, Matt has a different weekend than the standard Monday through Friday person, but whatever your weekend is, like the least amount of responsibility on those off days I can produce is what I'm about. So if I can get away with getting some lawn work, the yard work in before the weekend, I'll do it. Do you ever do
some weekday yard work?
Yeah. Do you ever do, or are you just all weekend yard?
No, unfortunately, I am only available on weekends for yard work. I would not mind doing it during the week. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed raking up all the leaves this year. Clean, you know, making first getting the leaves out of all the corners of the yard that, you know, kind of got stuck and never really picked up, like the clumps and the yucky stuff before it turned yucky into goo. So that was kind of therapeutic for me, I guess. But then making the rake lines in the dirt, that was the best part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those making rake lines. The patterns. Rake lines are the best.
Yeah, I could dig it. I don't have the opportunity to, but I wouldn't be opposed to.
Do you mow your grass, Matt?
I don't have patience for yard work.
That's right.
I pay a guy to do that for me.
That's right.
And I did the yard work for about the first 8 months of living at my house, and I was just like, anytime I'd step out there, no matter what I would do, it would just fill up the whole can. And I just couldn't get to a point where everything was maintained. So I brought in my guy from the other place, and he just takes care of it.
There you go. That's the way you do it.
I couldn't.
So you can
my days off, I don't mind housework. I don't mind cleaning. I don't mind laundry, all that sort of stuff. It's so satisfying to just wake up, pound a lot of coffee, and then just like get shit done around the house and then just lay on the sofa.
Yeah.
Don't mind it at all. Yard work could care less to do that.
That's the way to be. If you can farm out any could, activities at your house, I recommend doing it. The more time you get to your to do the things you like doing, is that's what life's all about, bro. And we're being caught drinking. And if you want to look up Dorktown on Untappd, that is me. And I drank anniversary ale from Altamont Brewing, their 9-year anniversary ale. Stop showing boxer puppies, Nick. This is a podcast audio medium.
This is not gonna stop.
As adorable as your boxer puppy is. Nobody
you don't enjoy the breathing, cares. Heavy breathing in the microphone?
No, we can't even hear it.
What? Oh, breathe harder.
Oh, there it was. I heard the jowl smacking. The Altamont Anniversary Elk, I bought it because it's a label buy because it looks like an Oakland A's colors. That's a good beer. Had Hello Friend that had a collab, the Rare Barrels side project. Hello Friend had a collab with Green Cheek, and it's called Tastes Like Friendship. And I wasn't that impressed.
What does friendship taste like?
Those are two really good breweries, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be the shit. And it was all right. Wasn't that good? Actually,
no.
Southgate. I went to Southgate over the weekend. Up in the hills, as we call it. And had Dance Party in Your Mouth, a new IPA from Southgate, and that is a good beer. I recommend getting that if you can. If you have to go up to the brewery, that's just fine. Any, they got a crowler machine at the brewery now. They didn't before. The last time I was at Southgate, didn't have any crowler options, but now you can get a crowler if you want. So I got a crowler of that.
How are crowlers still happening and regular cans are the problem?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty small, What they Southgate, they weren't like cranking out crowlers.
Like, you think they just had it?
Like I probably was the first person that I ordered crowlers that day. So they're not like overwhelmed by crowler sales.
Okay.
I also had a Mammoth Brewing's Yosemite Pale Ale. I was at Jackalope's Bar and Grill there at Tenaya Lodge, right outside Yosemite, the national park, one of the most beautiful spots on planet Earth. And also I brought up with me, because I stayed a night at the Tioga Lodge, Tenaya Lodge, brought up Tioga's lookout, There's just a little tiny bit of snow left up there at Tenaya Lodge, and I got to take some pictures in the snow. I had not been on a sled or a old discs in a long time, and I went and I was with my daughter, and we did a little snow on the side of the hill with the disc. I was like, "Yeah, I'll do this. This is fun as shit." I did it once. Yeah. I like fucked up my arm. Like I like totally ate it and fucked up my arm, and like I was just in pain for one run. I was like, "Whoa, wow!"
Did you lube it with a special lubricant?
I needed it, but dang, sorry. Thankfully, I didn't break anything. But I was like, "Oh wow! I guess my having fun in the snow days are over because I am old." Southgate IPA had that. That was at Jackalope's. Yeah, if you're going to Yosemite, just outside the gates is Tenaya Lodge, and it's a cool place to stay while you're enjoying Yosemite. Just saying, they got the beers there. They got pool. They got an ice rink in the winter. It's fun. Super. There Does Not Exist, their Pale Ale Stag had that. Lucidity from Crow and Wolf IPA, that was good. Year 2, Liquid Gravity's. Did I talk about this last time? No, I don't think so. Year 2, Liquid Gravity's Anniversary IPA, 2 years of Liquid Gravity. Cheers to them. That was a good beer. You definitely got to want to want some mango there. Again, maybe we did this last week, but still. Misspent Youth from Moonlight Brewing. That was good. The Nick 80, what did you have last week?
I actually left my house.
Whoa.
For once. For twice, actually.
Yeah, man. That's the new thing right now, is leaving your house.
I left it. I said bye. We did Barrel House on Friday night to go see Bill Clifton's Chicken and Whiskey Band. Mm-hmm.
Do they change up the set?
Like, yeah, he's got a lot of new songs.
Have you ever seen a new set, like, or the same? Like, they always have a slightly different set.
Not always, but this case in particular, he wrote a bunch of new songs over the last year while they were, you know, sequestered to their homes. So he had some new stuff working in that night. yeah, I don't think it'll be different every night, but I bet every like third or fourth show you'll get some new material worked into the set or rearranged. Set list, you know, you won't get the same thing every time. So that was fun. That was also our Boxer Penny's second brewery.
Oh, taking the Boxer out the breweries, getting her used to
it. Yeah, we're gonna get her used to this. This is gonna be a thing. This is the first time we've taken our pet outside the house. Our other Boxers sadly never left the house much.
Yeah, Louie can't.
The occasional walk around the neighborhood or maybe a dog park or two.
That is the most I can do with Louie is a quick walk around the neighborhood. And as soon as he encounters other dogs, it's just like, all right, we're going home.
Yeah, my one regret with our last boxers was they never got to see the beach. So I'd love for this one to be able to go to the coast with us
and
play in the sand. And
the coast and the snow, those are two dog things that you want to definitely want to have them react to.
Yeah, so we're trying to socialize her a lot better than we have in the past. So she's been to her second brewery officially, Barrel House. Had some big Sir IPAs.
River Park correct, Barrel House lets you have animals? Just the outside or
and dogs? I've never seen another kind of animal. I've never
all seen anybody
bring their pet elephant.
Let you have any animal you have. Bring them into the Barrel House. They'll accommodate.
Have not seen a rhinoceros yet. No emus. No pet emus.
Nosy the elephant from President Chavi.
Yeah. So far, dogs, yes. Cats, maybe.
Were you outside, though? I mean, inside?
No, we were in the...
They let you in there?
We were in the heart of the beast, the belly of the beast.
I'm going to tell you.
Even the bartenders came by and said hello.
I'm going to email River Park Security and tell them that's what's going on, because that's just...
Oh, the security guard even looked at her and said, oh, cute dog. Walked right by him. Walked right in the door.
Wow, you're like, oh, shit, we're busted.
We're like, busted. Luckily, she did not go potty inside. I think that helps quite a bit. We took her out often enough she didn't have to go inside.
Man. That's more responsibility than an actual kid.
Yeah, it was a lot, but it was fun. She had fun. Everybody that walked by.
Oh, how are you not going to have fun with the boxer puppy running around?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, then... Like, you know, whatever.
Change your life. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
So that was brewery number one of the weekend. Brewery number two was Fresno's latest hotspot. It's got everything. It's got everything. It's got street lights on the inside. It's got red rope licorice wrapped around people's necks. It's got...
Whoa.
Damn, I love that bit. I just cannot do it justice.
No, I know.
Please go watch Stefan on SNL tonight.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So we went to South of Shaw Brewing in the old Peerless Pump building in downtown.
Been there. Had it.
Very, very nice establishment. They did well with the atmosphere in there. They brew literally just inside the front doors, so the entire place smells like a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza was killer.
I haven't got the pizza yet. I went there.
They got the pie. The
yet. Then you haven't been there.
Mm. I guess I haven't.
You haven't been.
I haven't been there.
I had their smoked porter. And their Suicide Blonde IPA.
Ditto.
What if they're NX? Are they NXS fans? You want to make Suicide Blonde?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Oh, okay.
Because South of Shaw was a band. So why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they at least know that rock reference?
And roll.
Also roll. Rock and sometimes roll.
The dog did not go with us to that brewery.
No. Yeah.
That was a topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm. He was never sure.
Whether South of Shaw should have dogs?
That place does not seem like they would have dogs in there.
No. Yeah.
It's a little too nice.
Yeah, it's a little too nice and a little too... It's not... small is not quite the right word for it, but...
Right.
Not quite the space for a dog.
It's not quite.
I want to say that in my mind I've seen one in there, but
yeah, it might, it probably means, wouldn't say no.
If that were the case, it was before they had pizzas, which could change everything.
Dogs on tables are not good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Louis loves food, but he cannot stand other animals. So I'm just curious of which he would be, which he would focus on. If there was a pizza lying on the floor and another dog sitting there, which would he go nuts for? I don't
know. What would he be doing?
I don't know.
Damn. Yeah, our dog has met significantly more people than animals at this point.
Well, walk night at hopefully this year we'll finally get back to walk nights at Christmas Tree Lane. So that's a big test. We brought Jovi out to
and
he did not make it. We had to go home in 15 minutes. We had to take him home and come back.
Mm.
Too much activity.
Yep.
That's all the Nickity?
That's my uniques.
Matt, I know you got some uniques in there this week.
Let's see here.
Bearded Brewer 87 on tap. If you want to check his math while we listen to him rattle off what he did last week.
From Hibernol?
Hibernol.
That's a thing. Okay. From Pittsburgh, PA.
Pittsburgh Brewer.
Dancing Gnome. I can only assume that's from Tom.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Tom.
Arrow Lodge has been coming out with the punny beers, and it's the set of hands, you know, in the together form.
Yeah.
And it's dank goodness. And it was that. Still been siphoning off that lifted Miata that Spokeasy's been having in stock.
If you had a Miata, would you lift it, Matt?
People know I'd be the guy that would put an LS1 Chevy 350 engine in it. So,
oh, what is that a thing for Miata owners to put a Chevy engine in a Miata?
For Chevy S10 and Miatas, an LS swap is a very common
thing. What's that about? Just a better engine for the Miata? Miata just makes a shitty engine?
No.
But that
Miata's Chevy. 1,000-pound car with 600 horsepower.
Yeah. It's whether or not you should, but whether or not you could.
Oh. Okay. Just a cool thing that cool guys do.
We'll switch this motor out.
It's like barrel aging a stout. Do you need to? No. Does it make it more fun? Yes.
Yeah. I barrel age this shit. Car talk gets tangented.
The Star beer Wars is literally talk, called.
Not tangent. Car talk?
Lifted tangent. Miata. That was.
Say Miata one more time, Matt.
I said what the beer was called, and you are the one that went off, so.
Wow. All
right.
From Brain Brewing, or other people called Equilibrium, they had Ruwaka, which was a.
Ruwaka.
Like kangaroo. Ruwaka. Oh. It was an Imperial Double IPA. Spokes was heavy on the doubles this past week, so.
Oobly.
What's going on there? They're like trying to crank it up. They're like, I want to finish February and stuff. Celestial
Schematics was an Almanac single IPA that I found. said day they had too many doubles, I cracked open a blind pig.
Oh.
Because
a bottle. I have a bottle. That's boring.
Yeah.
It's not canned.
It's not canned.
From memory, had dinner from Whole Foods one of the other nights and picked up
salad bar?
Pliny the Elder.
Pizza bar? Salad bar. You got a pizza, didn't you? You got a slice of pizza, didn't you?
Neither of those two things you just said.
Wait. Macaroni? Did you get macaroni?
Not
did
that
you get
night.
Something that you, that has to be weighed? Soup?
Was there a scale involved?
Soup? You got the soup? One of them soups?
You're literally just listing off everything that the store sells.
What'd you get? Meat? You got something with meat? Something with soups? Bread? Salad?
You got the seafood?
You got them seafood?
And other things were not uniques, so that's
olive,
what I've been drinking.
Olive bar? You went to the olive bar? You go to the olive bar? Ooh, you think they're going to go back now that the pandemic's ending? Knock on wood. You think they're going to go back to traditional? Some traditional stuff there? They still got the olive bar you can pick out now, though.
I think now would be the appropriate time to start petitioning to turn their test kitchen into a
the bar
tap room.
Yes. Well, I did that like 5 years ago and people got pissed off.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah, maybe. People are like, I like the cooking classes they do in there. I'm like, fuck you, I need a drink.
Yeah. I need to get drunk.
Because just to fill you in, listener, our Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
I couldn't think of Whole Foods for a second. Sorry.
Yes.
Our Whole Foods has a little like a little a room where it's built for like a cooking.
It's an alcove. You could say it's an alcove
that's built for cooking demonstration. But other Whole Foods in the country, this space would be reserved for a craft beer bar. Like there's one in San Diego that space is a craft beer bar. So like I wrote a post on the Fresno one time, like, dude, like nobody's using, like every time I go in there, it's dark. I'm like, bro, nobody's using this. Let's get a craft beer bar going on in our Whole Foods. And then a bunch of people were just like, no. Like, apparently there's like a cooking class on like a freaking Sunday morning at like 10 a.m. or some shit that happens in there. Like, no, I got a cooking class in there. I'm like, yeah, well, what about the other 6 days a week that just sits there and eats shit? How about making a bar out of it? So, yeah.
Yeah. You might have done all the marketing research for Out of the Barrel and not known it.
Yep. Yeah, now we have all Out of the Barrel there.
Like, look, this guy wants a brewery.
That's a weird place because we have a craft beer bar there by the Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I go there all the time to just get to-go beer.
Okay.
I never see anybody I know. Like, it's a weird community.
It is, yeah.
Out of the Barrel. Like, yeah, like I'm just like, who are they? Like, I'm a beer, I should know somebody here. And who are these people? Like, what are you doing? And just like come up to random people. And I'm just like, what's your story, Morning Glory? And then we all exchange Oasis lyrics and I go home.
I said, maybe.
Maybe. As a Beatles fan, Nick, does Oasis piss you off or do you like Oasis?
I thought it was hilarious when they thought they were going to be bigger than the Beatles.
That is
I knew they were wrong, so I don't care.
Everybody knew they were wrong.
So. I'm glad they tried, but yeah, not too bad, so sad.
Well,
I think they said it to try and invoke something, but
just to, you know, wait, Noel, like, wait, Noel's the which one's the guitarist? Which brother's the guitarist?
Noel, yeah, that sounds right.
Ian, Noel. Ian, and
Liam, Noel? Liam.
Yeah, Liam's the one that's kind of an ass, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I think I forgot to talk about this beer. Pretty much these past 10 minutes.
No boy.
I love gold!
It's Woven Water Brewing Company, and it's called Lucid. It is, it says Blurry IPA. So I think that's their way of saying it's a hazy. It's Woven Water Brewing is in Tampa. So I'm sure this is a Raul beer. So this is actually a good beer. I would say good job on this one, Tampa. This Lucid from Woven Water. It's a good beer. Cheers, Nick. Do you have any cheers?
What?
Yeah. Wake up, Nick.
Shocked right now. Cheers to Ants from the infamous Garage Boys.
I know them.
His birthday was this week. Cheers to all the Garage Boys for that matter. Evil Circle. Montana Jim.
Robin.
Once Upon a Time, Chino Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Cheers to, I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. There's a thing called Discord.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. There's a whiskey section in the Discord. I found it.
Oh, you're just loving life now.
Oh, man. It's the best.
Nick's not getting so any
cheers to Radar. Mr. Jazz, Dopey, X El Perro, also from the Perfect Pour. Chew Your Beer. Cheers to... No, I don't want to do that right now. Trying to get back to... There's another section of the Discord, Random Ramblings. Cheers to Court No.
Yeah.
Wazoo Corvette, Hops right. Hound, yeah. Cat Lady Laurie, mm-hmm. And Beer Warbler. All these people are in the Discord.
Right.
And myself. Oh, geez, bro.
And Matt, do you have any cheers?
Also, cheers out to Radar. He kindly reminded me that he still wants to try West Coast beer. So it's only, we're just shy of a year of that conversation. So we'll figure it out.
Let's get some beer out the Radar. All right. Those are some cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers also to our Golden Gods.
Of course.
They, you know, they're here every month giving us money. And we give them extra content. You can be a Golden God as well. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Look in the show notes. There's links to it as well. So cheers to our golden gods for paying our bills. Thank you very much. Also cheers to Salvador Anton and Evil Circle and everybody that shares the show in their own social media. And if you want to leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, we haven't gotten one yet this year. So you want to go ahead there and you got the Apple Podcasts, go ahead. Even if you don't listen to the show through your Apple Podcasts, you can go in there and leave a review. So give us them 5 stars and be cool about it. Cheers to Quail State, a local local alcohol establishment with alcohol and some food. Quail State, which is a rooftop bar in downtown Fresno, they got approved to serve Russian River, and they got the Pliny now. So you can go to Quail State and get some Pliny.
Is this the first tap in Fresno?
Maybe.
No. Spokes have probably had it before.
Yeah. But like this is the first, like, because
Goldstein's had it too. Never mind, I'm dumb.
Quail State is not a beer bar; it's a cocktail, high end cocktail slash kind of food rooftop bar, and for them to get Pliny slash Russian River, that's sort of a first in Fresno to be a place that's not a beer guy place to have Russian River. So
are you telling me Applebee's doesn't have Russian
River? Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find any of the Russian River things at your local Applebee's. And also big cheers. I mean, these are always tough things to talk about, but the Provado Beer Brewery in Ukraine, who they had to stop brewing beer and switch to making Molotov cocktails with all their beer bottles. So, wow. I mean, talk about a surreal, bizarre thing to do as a brewery. From just sitting there making your beers, making cool beers, and then you have to switch to making Molotov. You don't have to. You chose to switch to making Molotov cocktails with your bottles. So, I mean, infinite cheers to Provada Brewery. If they're on Instagram, Provada Brewery, if you look them up. And they have a website, and obviously I guess you can't get it here in the States, but they have all these beers you can order online, and it's just you just want to buy all their beer for them, and just I don't know.
Yeah, we're complaining about a can shortage in war.
Yeah, all the Ukraine breweries are having to invaded by some insane person. So cheers to all the Ukraine breweries out there that are having to deal with this just insanity. It's just crazy. So cheers to all Ukrainians and all Ukrainian breweries out there. So thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Have the fun.
Yep.
You gotta be safe, though.
Of course.
But first, before you sit down for your next session of beer, before you buy it, before you plunk down that hard-earned money, what do you got to do?
Figure out what style you're giving up for you.
Yeah, if you're Catholic, you got to figure out what you're giving up right now. But if you're not Catholic, what do you do?
Check your...